saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. This is such a bad propaganda video on, like, vaccines, anti-vax bull, complete and utter garbage, that is, like, not only peddling in pseudoscience, fear-mongering, and, like, just the worst kinds of propaganda, it's factually wrong. It lies to you. It's just like you pointed out here. Like, this is from 2011, but it's in there. You know, maybe you should have blurred this one out before you made your little propaganda piece. And I don't think JonTron was the one who basically pulled this up, made this. I think JonTron was just on, you know, 4chan or 8kun or something like that, and was like, oh, whoa, this video excites me, and then threw it in there. So every now and then, JonTron just stops grilling and decides that he has to say something horrifying in the worst possible way. Let's see what JonTron's up to these days. What kind of stuff? Simplifying corporate logos. Sounds fun. 5 million views. 6.65 million subscribers. Wow. Pretty wild for someone who's been canceled.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey.
We got a real special one for you today. But
okay.
Before we start, I just want to thank ExpressVPN for sponsoring today's video and making it possible.
Oops, nope, no they didn't. I didn't get a dime. Sorry, ExpressVPN. Till that check arrives, we're not playing the JonTron ad. Is this still the ad? I can't tell. Oh, it's a sketch, maybe?
Everybody, for God's sakes, I gotta get a coffee. My bean count is low. Excuse me, you know where I can get a coffee? Excuse me, you know where I can get a coffee? You know where I can get a coffee? I thought this is Bean City, for God's sake. Nobody tell me where I get a goddamn coffee.
It's funny because he's pronouncing coffee, coffee. So, you're getting a little bit of that.
Where am I supposed to get a coffee in the city? I can't understand any of the logos. What is this supposed to be? Dunkin?
He couldn't pronounce the name when everyone knows, because it's a popular franchise. There's a lot of locations around, and it's pronounced Dunkin.
I can't understand. This is too complicated. Excuse me. What are
coffee and Dunkin' Donuts?
What do they sell here? Coffee? Well, how am I supposed to know? They don't got a coffee on the logo. For God's sakes.
It's at this time that I'd like to shamefully admit that I used to actually like JonTron. In that era, I kind of started watching a lot of the angry video game nerd clones. I've told this story before; it's nothing new. In fact, we're probably going to watch a lot of the same clips because we have to relive great moments in history again. Because JonTron popped out once a year that he does and decides he's done grilling. He doesn't want to grill for a little while, and instead of grilling, he's going to enter again into the foray of politics and have probably the worst take on something that you've heard in a long time.
I don't get it. This city is confusing. Well, all these corporations, I can't make heads or tails of any of this. What is that supposed to mean? All these companies, these corporations with their freaking hieroglyphics, can they make this more clear for a guy like me? I got places.
On a total side note, Shake Shack is fucking delicious. If you are in New York, I recommend going to Shake Shack for franchises.
Mississippi. Because let's face it, these things are inefficient, these things are bulky, half the time I can't even tell what company it's for anymore. I'm gonna do a public service. Everyone is losing so much brain power and productivity on these highly complex corporate logos. So yeah, we're gonna go and we're gonna look at how different company logos have evolved over time. And then we're gonna, you know, try to simplify them one further. And you know, if any of you companies out there, I know you got a lot of money, especially after the giant wealth transfer that happened in the last year and a half, that the middle class didn't notice all the wealth transfer, all the money that was being sucked from the middle class to the elite class.
What the fuck? What just happened? Did the internet just break? What just happened? I gotta slow that down a little bit. What's going on here?
Especially after the giant wealth transfer that happened in the last year and a half, that the middle class didn't notice all the wealth transfer, all the money that was being sucked from the middle class to the elite class.
This just really speaks to the modern age, I guess, you know? Even people like JonTron, who I'm about to rip into for a variety of reasons, it's kind of like, oh, whoa. Read the room! I can't, dude.
I know you have the money. Let's just get to it, huh? Fuck you. Okay, so let's go through the history of the MasterCard logo. 1966 to 1979, we had this one. Master, like it. They just... should be called the Stopgap. That's my...
So
hard here because
is this like, I don't know, foray into kind of like class conscious content? This isn't what I'm here to ridicule, by the way. This is just, I wanted to see what his latest video is about. I assumed it was going to be about some old 1980s movie that was shitty or some video game that's really hard to play from the NES era.
First thing I notice is takes care of that. Just trying to get it in there. What I don't know what you're talking about. This is perfect.
Okay, anyway, so JonTron's been busy on YouTube. Clearly doing great. So yesterday, JonTron tweets out, imagine having a single inquiry regarding the science. TM. My dudes!
So now we have two vaccines that are really quite effective.
The mRNA vaccine, highly effective.
Extraordinarily efficacious. 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease and virtually 100% efficacious.
Because the real world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
Yeah, JonTron tweeted out a super heavy anti-vax video. That's just the thing we have to, you know, accept is just a part of modern reality now. And yes, like Jack in the Box just said, it's efficacious, not effective. And here's the thing, there's just a couple of really quick, easy talking points. I'd like to reiterate them so everyone knows how to just drop them at the top of a tongue. The COVID vaccine, those who are dying from COVID, the disease in the United States right now, within the past 5 months, 99.5 of the people who die are unvaccinated. 99.5, the overwhelming majority, basically the majority, almost all, like almost every single person who's dying from COVID-19 right now in the United States is unvaccinated. So, like anything, any medicine given to a very large sample size, and we're talking a very large sample size, a ton of people, huge amounts, hundreds of millions of people taking something, yes, there's going to be complications. There's going to be some people who get blood clots. There's going to be some people who have bad reactions. That is an unfortunate reality because human beings are not a monolith, despite the fact that we try our best to cater to a wide variety of the population when developing these kind of things. Again, there will be complications. However, do the benefits far outweigh the risks? Overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly. Yeah. Yeah. Overwhelmingly they do. So, yeah, it's super weird that he tweeted this out. It just keeps...
You might need another shot. We've got to make sure we clarify that with people. It has nothing to do whether or not it's effective. We know it's highly effective.
Like, I'm not a fan of Fauci. I don't have to defend Fauci or anything. It has nothing to do with Fauci. He's just spouting the facts. It is incredibly highly effective. So obviously, whoever edited this, it's very effective. It's a very strong piece of propaganda. JonTron, I highly doubt, edited this. Just in whatever Facebook groups or other social circles or 4chan forums that he likes to frequent, he came across this video and immediately he got a feeling deep inside, and then was like, hey, I need to share this to my enormous, enormous fan base, both on Twitter and I'm sure people now talking about this just from the controversy alone. How many followers do you have? 3.5 million. 3.5 million followers spreading this shit. So then him and Vosh get into it. I wasn't really convinced at first, but the article of 4 Japanese children dying to vaccines in 2011 really changed my mind on the COVID vaccine. Thanks. True, that should not have been added to the compilation, but curious how you feel about this. Dun, dun, dun. Sweden halts use of Moderna's COVID vaccine in under 30s. My God. Stockholm, Sweden public health agency on Wednesday recommended a temporary halt to the use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine among young adults, citing concerns over rare side effects to the heart. It said the pause should initially be enforced until December 1st, explaining that it had received evidence of increased risk of side effects, such as inflammation of the heart muscle, myocarditis, and inflammation of the pericardium. Pericarditis. That's the worst ditis. The worst of all ditis. That's a weird rebuttal to, hey, the video you shared has dramatically gross misinformation as a fear-mongering tactic and is probably dangerous pseudoscience, and you probably shouldn't be sharing it to your 3.5 million followers, many of them who are probably really young. I'm sorry, but that, like, brand of comedy, I'm in Boston, coffee, I don't think that is going to appeal to an older demographic, to say the least. So now I'm sure a lot of teens are going to be like, oh, wow, didn't know the COVID vaccine is actually horrifying and frightening. I should tell others. Maybe I should share JonTron's video. JonTron, my hero. Yes, sounds like a good idea. I feel like further research and adjustment is always warranted with regards to public health, but the evidence is clear. Taking the vaccine is far, far safer than getting COVID. It reduces spread, which reduces future mutations, which helps end the pandemic. Like, again, it's not a thing where it's just like, it's not just about you, JonTron, you know? You're not the only person. Like, I understand it might be scary to get a little prick, a little needle. That might be a little bit scary. But at the end of the day, it's more than just you. It's basically society in general is going to need everyone to kind of help out here. Like, would the same people, I guess they would, you know, back in the day, JonTron on whatever the old black and white Rota mechanical projector would be talking about, like, polio vaccines and stuff like that, and how horrifying that could be because of potential side effects. We don't know. Who knows? Who knows what this could do to our bodies? We'll never truly know. And then we went into debate, bro. I want to go ahead and look up that global COVID death count for me, Slugger. Do your own research. I was hoping that this was going to result in a JonTron coming on Vosh's show, because then I feel like time could truly be cyclical, you know? It could be like JonTron is reliving his old going on the debate scene days, which would have been entertaining. I figured I'd just play this again, because it's just like, it's such a wonderful little piece of YouTube history.
So there's this racist asshat on the internet.
Look who it is, everyone. It's young Hassan. He's younger, more agile.
And his name is John Jafari. He's a popular YouTuber, he's a gamer, and Gizmodo,
gamer,
using the term comedian very liberally,
clean up your room,
calls him a comedian.
Thanks, Stagerson Jags. Appreciate it.
JonTron has a lot of interesting opinions on race, genetic predisposition,
skull shapes,
race relations in America. He's basically an alt-right fuckhead. JonTron, who forgets that he himself is non-white, he's half Hungarian and half Persian, which is really interesting to me because, you know, in the Trump administration, the country of his origin, his father being an immigrant, an Iranian immigrant, his country of origin is one of the banned 6 countries. So that's awkward. But yeah, he had a lot of scandalous things to say on this debate that he did with Destiny. Now, the debate is 2 hours long, and there are definitely some very interesting parts about it in the debate. I urge you to check it out if you want to just, you know, feel...
Man, what a different time. What a different era. Oof, everything is so different now. Just, I'm talking about fashion, about the fashion, just the fashion sense that everyone has, not anything else.
Better about yourself, because there's just really fucking awful humans on the internet, or really stupid people on the internet that portray themselves as intelligent because, you know, they're throwing pseudoscience out there and throwing facts. For example, one of the facts that JonTron mentioned was that black Americans, or blacks in general, are genetically predisposed to commit more crimes than whites, regardless of socioeconomic background. And then he used this data from an article, pointing to some article on the Washington Post, if I remember correctly. But the article was actually about the...
JonTron survived that on the internet. I feel like maybe the internet and internet entertainment has different cancellation level, levels. Like someone like Shane Dawson, I feel... You know who the big first person that I experienced as a major cancellation was in my life in terms of a super celebrity? Mel Gibson. Racist ass Mel Gibson. And Mel Gibson said some of the worst anti-Semitic things a human being can say out loud on a recorded tape while he was wasted talking to a police officer, and then just had to do a whole I'd now like to tell everyone that I am, in fact, a problem drinker. And that's what caused this. It wasn't anything else outside of my alcoholism that has caused me to do this outburst. And I apologize, and I'd like to go back to making great movies for you very soon. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic, and that's important as well. So you should know I'm a Catholic. And do you have a dog in this race? Why are you asking so many questions? I'm the one who's supposed to ask the questions. And then everyone was like, okay, well, he's clearly anti-Semitic, but he said he's going to meet with a whole bunch of hate groups, and then he's also going to go to church more, and then he said he's going to stop drinking. So this is all fine. This is great. Mel Gibson, yeah, he's going to be totally fine, all right? Then a recording came out from his ex-wife, or maybe ex-girlfriend, I can't remember that detail, where he actually said the most racist thing you can say about black people. I'll say objectively, it was probably the most racist statement towards black people that I've heard in the modern age. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I cannot repeat it here. You have but to Google it on YouTube, and you will find it. But yes, I will say it's the most racist thing you can say about black people. He said it out loud. It was on a recording. The whole world knows it exists. And then it was like, well, okay, clearly Mel Gibson is just a horrifying racist. Just the worst kind. Like, the old-timey kind, you know? The old slave owner plantation kind. That's the kind of racist that Mel Gibson is. We should probably not have anything to do with him. You know what? He's now persona non grata in Hollywood. He's been canceled. He's been canceled publicly and professionally. We shall never speak of him again. A couple years go by, living the great life on his mansion, you know, enjoying the pleasures of being a multi-millionaire. And then he's just like, you know what? I want to make movies again. Can I make movies? And they're like, yeah, time has passed. You can make movies. It's like, cool. I made War Movie. Oh, War Movie. Cool. We like War Movie. Cool. Can I have Academy Award for War Movie? Well, nominate you for Academy Award. No, you can have Academy Award for War Movie. Cool. Cool. Mel Gibson's back. That's great. That's great. That's just wonderful. Apparently, he's in the new John Wick TV show. Might be even one of the stars of the new John Wick TV show. So that's great. Yeah, he got canceled. Got canceled and destroyed. We'll never hear from Mel Gibson again. Fantastic. Racist ass Mel Gibson.
Incarceration rate of African Americans versus whites. And talking about why.
Hey, what up? Even everyone, please go subscribe to Dark Native. Spelled N-A-V, runs a very good channel.
Have higher, fellow indigenous content creator. Than whites do. The article was actually about discrimination in America, you fucking moron. But let's talk about all the racist shit that he said in this bullet point that I wrote out. That's the level of detail I put into this because
yeah, Winston, that's an Academy Award. It's Facebook an Oscar
as well because he's such a fuckhead. Okay, so all of the things that JonTron said, or the highlights, is this.
This wasn't that long ago, but you're still seeing that, like, you know, that classic Hassan rage is still in there deep down. He's tempering it.
Foreigners dilute the gene pool. Black crime in America is the same as in Africa. We brought that up not once but twice. Racial issues can be summed up via mixing different colors of paint. Racism doesn't exist in America anymore. We fixed it. That's what he also said. Statistical data means nothing because Clinton lost the election. And statistical data was pointing to Clinton winning. Destiny wants to kill black people.
Was that before or after the debate? Was that after the debate? Was he just like, to the forums? Oh, NeoGaf, my rage is complete. That's really funny. This is some great cope.
Matter is a violent organization. Do you see the irony there? Destiny wants to kill black people. And, well, Destiny pointing the finger at Destiny saying he wants to kill black people. The richest black man commits more crimes than the poorest white man.
I don't know if everyone doesn't know that this old video exists, but maybe that's the reason. I feel like these things would be in clip compilations today. Like all the people, there's like 5 or 6 channels that make Hassan, you know, okay, buddy, Hassan clips.
Which is a data point that he made up in his mind. Tribalism is a valid theory. Immigrants are destroying every single country they are led into. America is going to become Mexico, but then also racism is over. But Muslims are organized.
I'm gonna go on so many racist tirades. Also, racism's over. We did it.
It to make it seem like good job, Christians fam. Are protesting abortion clinics. So yeah.
This is before Hassan even knew Destiny. No, this is back when Hassan and Destiny were besties. They were like the two besties on Twitch. It was actually pretty adorable before everything completely fell apart. And now we're in this timeline.
What's really interesting to me is that
I'm not saying completely fell apart as in the relationship completely fell apart. That did fall apart. I just mean in the way we regard all these big personalities now. You know, this was well before Destiny had done any of the, you know, what was it? The if we have to gun down, what is it? Or if racist ass militias have to gun people down, the protesters. I don't know. I'm probably misquoting now. The quote, you know the quote I'm referring to.
Even though consistently he talked about immigration and wanted to make this like a more nuanced argument, the more objective, level-headed argument grounded in reason and facts.
That's right.
He just kept on saying racist shit about black people. Black people aren't immigrants, you fucking idiot. I mean, not according to Ben Carson, who himself is black, but said.
Is she gonna say something in the segment, or does it just keep on going? It's like. I mean, I wouldn't have much to say either. I'd be like, I agree. JonTron is fucking horrifyingly racist.
Recently, yeah, we saw that at the start of the show. Black people are hardworking immigrants that came here in the bottom of slave ships. I don't know if you were quoting that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
But you know, black people
that
are
judge has been all over the place. I'm sure every Rittenhouse defender is excited about that.
And mostly we're here because of the slave trade, and also to not factor in the socioeconomic status of and the historical
she's
context
just standing at woke bay
given
fair.
To different races and the race relations in America. If you think about up to even the 1960s. How black people were treated, it's just such an incomplete, such a...
Speaking of Destiny, David Pakman called Destiny on his stream yesterday, and Destiny was talking mad shit about online socialists, name-drop Serfs and Vosh. Name-drop me? We haven't butted heads in a long-ass fucking time. Why is he name-dropping me? God damn. Gonna have to restart all the Destiny wars.
Stupid argument to even craft. What really worries me and upsets me is that there are people like JonTron out there on the internet posing as pseudo-intellectuals, and there are other racist morons, or at least morons that have this idea that inherently black people are worse than white people, that, you know, support these arguments. So then they're like, I'm gonna retweet this guy. I'm gonna follow this guy. This guy's very intelligent. He's talking about stats and data. Fuck you. That's all I have.
I think it's because you and Vosh stopped talking about him. Shit. Okay. Well, I just did. There you go. I haven't talked about Destiny in a while. It's hard to talk about JonTron and not mention Destiny because I'm sure everyone remembers that just epic, complete meltdown.
Hannah Gatsby is trending this morning.
Oh, what are you doing?
A European nation, historically, there's just no debating that. When people try to debate that, yeah, there was obviously the slave population who was...
What about indigenous people, JonTron? Holy fuck. It's always been a European nation. America.
Who lived here, brought here against their will, so they were emancipated.
The first thing that you just said doesn't really make sense. It was a European nation. Like in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, Italians and Irishmen were discriminated against, like massively coming to the United States. Like they were called,
okay.
I think Irish people were called the inside out Negroes. Like,
but we weren't there at that time. I mean, I was born in 1990, well past the, I mean, I'm not even 100% white. I'm just saying this is a...
Check this out. Guys, it's fine. It's not banned.
Matter of fact. So when I see bullshit, I just know it. And
what do you mean by matter of fact? What I'm saying is that as time has gone on, we've seen more and more people be included in the identity of what it means to be an American. So it seems strange that today there's like...
I mean, if you're wondering what happened, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that the majority of people who Destiny was conversing with and debating at the time, because, you know, you're a professional StarCraft player, you know, the competition, you like debate. This happened to, speak of the devil and he shall appear. Someone just mentioned you in Chadvosh. They were saying that apparently yesterday on the Pac-Man show, Destiny brought us both up as radical online socialists. And I was like, why was I included in that? I know you two are always beefing. Me and Destiny haven't butted heads in so long. We've just been in completely separate lanes. It's been very peaceful. I almost thought it kind of happens with the League of Legend days, you know? As the League of Legend is played, so too the temperaments of the internet just cool down a bit. It's quite wonderful. Hey everybody, hey raiders, thank you so much for the raid. Can you give a raid, or I guess a follow back to twitch.tv/voshvidya. Vosh, it's funny you raided in the middle of the story. I'm going over your JonTron shit. Fucking ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous shit. And by the way, still up. Like, this fucking asshole. This is such a bad propaganda video on, like, vaccines, anti-vax bullshit, complete and utter garbage, that is, like, not only peddling in pseudoscience, fear-mongering, and, like, just the worst kinds of propaganda, it's factually wrong. It lies to you. It's just like you pointed out here. Like, this is from 2011, but it's in there, you know? Maybe you should have blurred this one out before you made your little propaganda piece. And I don't think JonTron was the one who basically pulled this up, made this. I think JonTron was just on, you know, 4chan or 8kun or something like that, and was like, oh, whoa, this video excites me, and then threw it in there. So fucking every now and then JonTron just stops grilling and decides that he has to say something horrifying in the worst possible way to a massive audience, by the way, 3.5 million people. And
the more if you had a daughter that was 18 years old, would you send her to hang out with 400 guys that were all like known like fucking juggalos or people that rape people or parents that were born to people that were world? Do you want to be like
racist.
Japan?
This word racist, what does it mean?
It means that the Japanese people thought that they were the superior Asians, and it was part of the reasons why they were so keen to do that shit World War II. Japanese viewed themselves as the superior Asian race and every other Asian.
Oh, I know he backpedaled later. I mean, I wonder if it still exists. JonTron apology. Because he deleted it. It was basically like, I hadn't prepared for this, and because I hadn't prepared for this, I didn't know what to say. Actually, no, it still exists. I don't have to paraphrase.
Well, this certainly has been an interesting week. So recently, as you may have heard, I had a public debate about some contentious topics relevant to the day. I blew up in the media.
Contentious.
Media, and they wrote some, how you say, charitable articles on me. So,
Oh, wow.
I feel like I need to come out and say something. Staying silent doesn't really feel right, so I'm just going to address this here and now. I understand that I wasn't prepared for a debate of this sort with these kinds of sensitive topics at hand adequately. You know, I was a bit all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I know. He backpedaled on this one, too. Just to be clear, I'm not saying you shouldn't get vaccinated, that it should be your choice. I'm also not saying the vaccine is unsafe. I want the best for everyone. I'm just asking questions. All sides. Brabble, brabble. I'm just concerned that the level of conformity around public discourse has reached dangerous levels. Stay safe. Did you watch the video you posted? Did you see your own video? Did you hear the music? Fucking hell. Ah! Ah! 96, Moderna, holy shit, 92%, 89, 88, the numbers drop, number go down, fuck, the music's getting louder, what do we do, 77, 75, what if it reaches 50, oh no, 69, not nice, these are all from totally different studies and conditions and in different fucking locations. Holy fuck. Just to be clear, I'm not saying you shouldn't get vaccinated, that it should be your choice. I'm also not saying the vaccine isn't safe. I want the best for everyone. I'm just concerned the level of conformity around the public discourse has reached dangerous levels. And I will contribute to said discourse.
Shot. You've got to
got to make sure we clarify that with people. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's effective. We know it's...
Holy shit. Holy shit. God damn. So you've just been listening to an episode of The Surf Times, and if you enjoy it and want to see The Surf Times, you can go to wearesurfs.com or watch the live shows at thesurfs.tv. And also everywhere social media is sold, basically thesurfs.tv, you'll find us there, twitter.com/thesurfstv, for example. It would also help us out tremendously if you could leave a good review of this podcast if you enjoyed it, either on, I don't know, iTunes or wherever you're podcasting. Apparently it does help, and yeah, we hope to see you soon.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Joost, we will build a ladder to heaven to deliver you the daily news. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are your most humble of clownish jesters. To our lords, Trevor R. and Alexander Thaler, you have our undying fealty. To our knights of the round table, Nate, that one guy, Hagbird Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariana McCarthy, Daniel Sutton, Ants Are Still Running the World, Coulter Smith, Tom Groh, Val 9000, Jenna Tal, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Riley and Anna, Omni, Poodle Hawk, The Tim Caucus, Multi Mondi, Trevor Janis, Lemmy 101, Anthropofojack, Saren 42, Chronic to Hemp Hog, Catherine, Radical Maniac, Ramon Acosta, Incosin, Violent Orchard, Sophie Baby, Political Puppy, Andreas Chiringuito, Zach Christensen, Josh Mickelson, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We shall meet you in the tavern, and we raise a drink, and we salute you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.